All right, good evening, everyone. Just a short halacha before we dive in Maariv to continue in Hilchos Shabbos. So we find ourselves in Siman Ayin Beis Sif Vav. Haminag b'chol Yisrael. So the Kitzur writes the minag throughout the entire Jewish people is le'afos b'vatehem lachamim l'chavad Shabbos. The minag is to bake challah, to go ahead and literally lachamim are rolls, to bake loaves of bread for Shabbos, l'chavad Shabbos. Lomi boy im ochlin b'mi. So the question is, of course, where does this minhag come from? So he writes, Lomi boy im ochlin b'me'achol paspalter oved kochavim sheyesh li'zayir le'achol b'yom Shabbos kodesh pas Yisrael. So of course, the reflexive reaction to this is the following. So there's a concept called pas Yisrael. So what does this mean? The Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah brings down that originally Chazal instituted that one is not supposed to go ahead and eat bread baked by a non-Jew. Now that is even true if the bread is ingredient-wise kosher, one should still not eat bread of a non-Jew. The reason for that is, the Gemara said, Mishum chasnos, out of a concern that when people break bread together or share bread together, so that leads to socialization chas v'shalom lead to intermarriage. Therefore, as a gzeira of going ahead and saying that one should not go ahead and socialize too intimately with non-Jews, so the halacha is you can't eat bread baked by a non-Jew. However, originally Chazal said that that applies also to bread baked by a Gentile baker. However, again, the Gemara explains that that was a gzeir shenatzibo yachol la'amod bo. That was a decree that the general populace was unable to maintain or uphold because in many Jewish communities, there was not a Jewish baker. As such, again, if a Jew is not permitted to partake of bread baked by the Gentile baker, there'd be no bread. That bread of a Gentile baker is called paspalter. So, for example, when you go ahead, so therefore Chazal repealed that. So halacha lemaisa today, so technically one is able to eat bread baked by a Gentile baker if one knows that that bread is ingredient-wise kosher. That's why you hear the stories from yesteryear, right, about people who ate bread that was baked by a non-Jewish baker that they knew was ingredient-wise kosher. You can't do that today because just the realities of baking have dramatically changed. But sometimes, depending on the bread, when you buy a bread with a hashkacha, sometimes that's pas Yisrael, which is bread baked by a Jew. Sometimes it's pas palter. It's bread baked by a Gentile, but there's a kashrus agency that says that the bread is ingredient-wise kosher. So the Kitzur says that even if a person eats paspalter, which is bread baked by a non-Jewish baker throughout the week, on Shabbos, one should eat pas Yisrael. On Shabbos, one should only eat bread baked by a Jew. So therefore, again, says the Kitzur, you might think that's why the halacha is that you should bake your own challahs, because this way, again, you're eating pas Yisrael. He says, no, he says, even if a person only eats pas Yisrael all the time. I have a Jewish baker. So there's a concept, I don't need to bake, I get from a Jewish baker every day, pas Yisrael every single day. Nevertheless, mikol makom, lekavit Shabbos yafu bebeso. So says the Kitzur, this is not an issue of pas Yisrael, of Jewish baked bread, but rather this is the concept of dafka baking your own challahs on Shabbos. Why? Because again, remember, you could go to the bakery and get pas Yisrael, that's no problem, but there's dafka and inyan on first Shabbos, to dafka for, he supposes it's the woman of the house, but it's lav dafka limited to the woman of the house, that the family, the woman of the house, should dafka bake her own challah. Why should she dafka bake her own challah? In order that she has the ability to do the mitzvah of hafrashas challah. In order that she has the ability to do the mitzvah of separating out that portion of the dough. Remember, even though today we don't have kohanim to whom we could give challah, because again, a kohen has to be in a state of ritual purity. In order to be able to go ahead and be in a state of ritual purity, today we need a paraduma. So again, even though we know kohanim are, we can't give them challah, but we're still mafresh challah. We separate challah, we go ahead and we burn it off. So therefore, says the Kitzur, in order that every home will be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, the minhag Yisrael, says the Kitzur, is that we try to bake our own challahs l'kavod Shabbos. Why exactly there's such an inyan to be mafrish challah l'kavod Shabbos? Emir Hashem will see tomorrow evening. Rabbi Chanan Yehuda Kav Shomer, Rosh Hashanah L'Zakov, says Yisrael, l'fichach, herbal am t'mitzvah shnei amardin, chafiz man tzidko, yagdil t'rav yadir.